WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A few years ago, composer and saxophonist Greg Osby began playing some soul jazz tunes of the 1950s and 60s to connect with a broader audience. Starting with familiar material makes it easier for some jazz fans to follow his improvising. On Osby's new CD, he covers tunes from the 19-teens to the 1980s by composers from W.C. Handy to Cassandra Wilson. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Bassist Robert Hurst on Greg Osby's version of East St. Louis Toad Low, which Duke Ellington recorded in 1926. Osby's quintet plays it kind of straight until they get to a new section, which pushes it into the present. The new bit launches from Duke's oompah rhythm, but places tricky, shifting accents over the top. Hopping between the beats, Osby ties James Brown's jittery funk to Anthony Braxton's cubist zigzags. Greg Osby on alto saxophone with hot New Orleans trumpeter Nicholas Payton from Osby's new CD, St. Louis Shoes. For company, he's turned to players who move in more orthodox circles than he does, like Nicholas Payton and bassist Bob Hurst, who's recorded with three Marcelluses, as well as Osby's old Brooklyn crowd. Even so, Osby subjects most of the vintage material to postmodern tweaking. He'll add extra beats or phrases to a melody, not to remake it for all time, but to put his own stamp on it. This is his revamp of Thelonious Monk's Light Blue. That's Osby's 21-year-old find, Harold O'Neill, on piano. The drummer is Rodney Green. Another reason Osby retools jazz standards like Summertime or Sha Nuff is to keep the players off balance and on their toes. The payoff is in the playing. Nicholas Payton's trumpet solo on St. Louis Blues starts with a familiar lick he keeps chipping away at. Nicholas Payton. Greg Osby holds his own in such fast company with his clean saxophone tone, clear ideas, and slippery rhythms. He's a thinking person's jazz musician who can complicate the blues and get away with it. Most of Greg Osby's new album a lot, but for all his strengths, he rarely breaks my heart with a ballad, and two of them here lag a little. There is something of the cool customer about him, but it's not such a big deal, and the invited players bring heat to match his bright light. Together, they make these oldies walk and talk.
Kevin Whitehead writes with the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed St. Louis Shoes, the new CD by saxophonist Greg Osby. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Schurach directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Major funding for Fresh Air is provided by this and other NPR member stations, and by Barnes & Noble Booksellers and the Discover Great New Writers Program, which features the literary voices of tomorrow today. Information available at Barnes & Noble stores and on the web at www.bn.com. And from Toms of Maine, maker of natural care products and creator of the Rivers Awareness Program to preserve the nation's waterways. Information at participating stores or tomsofmaine.com. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
The film Gangs of New York comes out on DVD and video next week. On the next Fresh Air, we feature an interview with director Martin Scorsese. And we hear from one of Scorsese's former collaborators, Paul Schrader. His latest film, Autofocus, is also out on DVD and soon will be out on video. I'm Terry Gross. Join us for the next Fresh Air.